This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You gotta be optimistic. I don't ever show up to the ballpark thinking that we're gonna lose. It was a good series in Anaheim, and this feels like a kick in the nuts for sure. So, we're going to show up tomorrow. The mindset is show up tomorrow, win a baseball game. And that's what we're going to do.
All right, Ed, I want you to get in my position for a second.
Ooh.
That right there played during the post-game show.
Mm-hmm.
And then they cut right to me. And the only thing I could respond to was a kick in the nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, those
feel like
my attention.
It feels like a kick in the nuts.
Yeah.
Feels like that. I mean, again, I think Ryan O'Hearn, his post-game press conference, his post-game scrum, I'm sorry, sums up what's going on in that clubhouse.
Yeah, and it even the tone of his voice is like just...
Man. Monotone.
Ugh.
Bueller.
Yeah.
Bueller.
Yep.
And again, it's not criticism, it's observation. You know, he said no one in here is having fun. You know what? I'm glad to hear that. I don't want you having fun right now because we're not having fun.
No, we're not.
Winning is fun.
You know what it's... You guys ever seen that viral video of the boxer that's walking out of the ring after he just lost a fight and his girlfriend comes over and picks his chin up and holds it up just to say, man, keep your head up. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so, you almost feel like they need something like that. Like, it seems
then she
like...
she went over and kissed the other boxer.
Well, because he won. Yeah, he got the purse. That's what she wanted. That was, just keep your head up.
Victor goes
over
to
here.
Spoil.
But no, like, with the Orioles, it's... It feels like you have everybody pressing at the same time. And, you know, Sed was hitting, and then he stopped. And he had the grand slam. Then you blew the game. You look at some of the other guys. We had the setback with Westberg. Kierstead's not hitting. I don't know what's going on with Adley. Gunner's starting to do something. But it doesn't matter if nobody does anything around him. Hey, here's first and second. What do you guys want to do? You want to get out of the inning and go back into the field? Sure.
And that's what I would mean by, you know, you can say what you want about Ryan Mountcastle extending it, trying to get a triple. And I agree with what Ed is saying. And normally when you're batting second with the power coming up behind you, you don't do that.
But
we ain't getting nothing done. Let me get the third the way I can score on an out.
I get what you're saying, but the same thing can be applied here. Like, as you're talking about, you got your guys coming up behind you. Your run doesn't matter just there yet. You know, I mean, you still need to get three. You're down 3-0. Keeping you on base and hoping somebody... I kept blooping a blast, man.
That's what happens when you're pressing.
Yeah, but a bloop and a blast is what happens for the Twins once you get the lead, right? That's what it feels like, man.
Two in a row constantly.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go to Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm all right. As far as... how much longer before we're out of the race? I mean, if this continues for another, like, week or two, or I put the emphasis on maybe 2 weeks, we out of it, man. We're not making no playoffs, and it's a lost season.
I'll say this, Mike. I agree with you because if this continues for another 2 weeks, I don't know how mentally you get back in it. You know what I mean? At that point, losing becomes part of your culture if it continues then. Forget about the math. I'm talking about the culture alone. I don't know how you get back in it.
True. But I wanted to know, I didn't hear or see the game yesterday. Did the Blue Birds actually come out? Because Baltimore, one thing about Baltimore, We are very tolerant. We're not like Philly or New York.
You heard him.
Drop of the hand.
We just played it. You heard it in the back behind Kevin Brown.
We had 27 innings, and they scored in two innings. Yeah.
I was there. I heard it. And if you play that sound again, you can hear it behind Kevin Brown's voice.
Hey, Tyler, so the Bluebirds came out here. It's really something. But I say something real quick, Ed, about the 5,280 feet a mile. Remember when they tried to shove the metric system down our throats?
Yes.
And they was putting it on the outfield walls, 100 and something meters and all of that. Man, I'm glad that crap failed.
Didn't they do that because Montreal was in the league, right?
I don't know if it was the Expos, but they definitely tried. It probably was.
I think that because Montreal was in the league.
But there was a point in when I was young, like, that they were trying to convert or talk to convert to the metric system, which made perfect sense, but the resistance was, like, you know, violent.
Well, Americans don't want anything new. You know how that is. Lou and Edgewood. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys. So I'm going to make it real quick. I just got three things I want to say. First, I really think we ought to stop doing the interviews after the game. It's not fair to the players, man. They already feel miserable.
So you only want to do interviews when they win?
No, just before the game. No, I don't care about them after the game interviews.
No, Mark Andrews. We're going to keep doing post-game interviews.
Yeah, dude, you got to have it all. I get it. But as a fan, I don't want to hear them guys and hear some of the things they want to say after the game.
Lou, you are in the minority here, and the option is don't watch it. That's simple. You're in a minority.
Things that you guys take out of context, or you guys will blow it up on the air the next day.
Then don't listen.
We're almost out of the race. If we keep losing like this another month and a half, there will be no chance.
And I don't even think it has to be a month and a half.
It's just simple. You know,
questions. I'm actually giggling here. Like, what do we blow out of context?
I have no idea. If you don't want to watch the post game interviews, it's this simple. Turn it off. Just turn it off. No one is holding you hostage to watch it.
That's a novel idea.
And there are people who actually want to hear what the players and manager has to say after the game. There are people who want to hear that and want to see it. So we're not going to stop it.
I mean, they're 2-8. They've lost 9 of the last 11. The 15-win team. They're last play. I mean, there's not much you can say that's positive. We watch the same games.
Yeah.
Let's go to Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas.
Morning, sir. How are you, man?
I'm good. Happy Friday. I feel like in order for this team to do anything, there needs to be a change. And, like, I was, like, the biggest advocate for not making a change. But, I mean, you got to do something. Maybe, like, switch it up with the batting coach. I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know. I mean, I watched the game to the third inning yesterday, and when they went up 3-0, I turned the game off because they're not the comeback kids no more. They just, once they get down, it's just a wrap. Like, it's over with.
Over.
Thanks a lot, Eli. I don't feel confident in the ability to come from behind either.
No one does. That was the other conversations I heard yesterday.
Yeah.
They had down 2 runs. Forget it.
Let's go to Kevin and Severn. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, how you doing, guys? This team is so frustrating. I don't know if you heard it last week when Mike Bordick, I believe he was on in the afternoon, they actually made Mike Bordick raise his voice. He was so angry.
Oh, he's been heated.
Frustrated with this team. He went on an awesome, epic rant about the analytics and all that, and people just put the bat on the ball. And I think they made Mike Bordick crack, and I think they make everybody crack. I mean, it's so, so frustrating watching them. And like the last caller said, I really do think a change needs to be made, and I think it's Hyde. I think it's these 3 hitting coaches or 5 hitting coaches or 10 hitting coaches or however many hitting coaches they have, which is ridiculous. And at the end of the season, if it continues like this, I think Elias is gone too. But I really appreciate your time. And Rob, I don't know how you maintain your patience covering this team. I really don't. But thank you for what you do. And thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.